Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Last article, or podcast if you listen, that we explored was A Positive Mindset Works. Actually, there's nothing more critical to your success as a Jesus follower. Why is that? Well, simply because a person's mindset propels them forward into response, essentially into action. Subsequently, let's look at more healthy mindset action points today with the goal of building character like Christ. There is nothing so original, so meaningful and precious or incredible as having a personal relationship with God. Also, there's nothing more undeserved. Further, the only reason you can have a friendship, a deep friendship with God, is because it's also what He desires, so much so that He sent Jesus to deal with our sin problem. Once you begin this amazing adventure of friendship with God, you'll be stunned at how riveting it is. Your life changes. No longer are you dead inside, or empty, or locked in sinful patterns. It's no longer critical to get certain experiences in order to be fulfilled. In essence, a sincere and personal relationship with God keeps you from an unhealthy mindset. Incidentally, what is an unhealthy mindset? Basically, it's one that does not line up with Scripture. Unfortunately, if you foster an unhealthy mindset, you find yourself plunging into unhealthy choices. The most important part of living is knowing God and enjoying Him forever. By the way, when you say yes to Jesus, you get a new heart. There are benefits of a new, transformed heart. What kind of heart is this? Here are some characteristics that you gain. First of all, tenderness. Tenderness toward God and others. A kindness that increases continually as you become more like Christ. You also get trust in God and His ability to hold all things together despite the current condition the world is in. You also get gratitude. Gratitude for blessings that you start to notice in your life. Some of them you didn't see before. Still, they've been present. So thankfulness increases. Another thing you get is eager expectation for what God will do next. So often, even in the middle of terrible things, there's something good around the corner. God never ceases to use His power to help His people. You also receive a good-natured heart. That brings stability and cheer. It's easy to get discouraged when issues get tangled and complicated, especially when you see things that contradict Scripture. However, none of this surprises God. He's already in tomorrow, addressing everything. You also get peace. In times like we live in, peace is a treasure. And I don't just mean peace between nations or peace as an alternative to war. Actually, I mean a deeper personal peace that fills your spirit with assurance God is working always. You get joy. Actually, to know God is an undeserved privilege. Daily, to converse with Him from your heart would not be possible without Jesus. Such a gift! The joy of doing life with God surpasses all other good things in life. You also get good judgment. The ability to assess world events or to look at the character of a person, a citizen, a leader, really, that's critical. In fact, Jesus said, "By their fruit, you will recognize them," from Matthew 7, verse 20. Good judgment also includes making wise decisions, and speaking with grace and truth. And then finally, you get adventure. Life without God is rather empty, boring, tiresome, even dismal sometimes. As soon as you trust Jesus and come close to Him in obedience and fellowship, life shifts into an adventure, even in difficult times. To know God personally is incredible. So let's review those things, all the things that you get when you get a new heart. Here are some of those things: tenderness, trust in God, gratitude, eager expectation, a good-natured heart, peace, joy, good judgment, and adventure. Incidentally, does the above list of characteristics sound too good to be true? Does it not sound like you? If not, it can. A healthy mindset also supports a new heart. Did you know that? Additionally, it proves you love God and belong to Him. However, it doesn't guarantee great days. You'll still have troubles, temptations, and even sad times. The Spirit of Jesus in you is really all you need. You've likely experienced life's harshness in some way. In fact, pain and disappointment are common to everyone. Well, you're in for a lovely surprise. God refreshes you. He also nurtures your mindset if you keep your mind focused on Him. Romans 12, verse 2 says, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind." This describes a healthy mindset. Even as you face pain and disappointment, God's life inside you does the following things. It restores hope. In daily troubles, you need this. It renews your life. When you can't go on, God renews you. God's grace, affection, and mercy motivate you to want to obey Him. Interestingly, you begin to notice the goodness of Jesus Christ drives your choices. You'll notice that the resurrection power in you works to transform your habits, choices, your words, attitudes, and patterns. And then you'll also notice that His life inside you shows that desiring God becomes your delight as you daily interact with Him. So, God's life inside you does all those things. Just a quick review. It restores hope, renews your life, it motivates you to want to obey Him, it drives your choices, it transforms everything, habits, choices, words, attitudes, and patterns, and desiring God becomes your delight. Well, you know, we need some logical steps to a healthy mindset, because without a healthy mindset, Scripture really sounds like a bunch of mumbo jumbo sometimes. However, it makes sense when you trust His Word and then apply it. So here are some logical steps to build that healthy mindset. First of all, spend time in God's Word. We talk about this a lot. It's super important. And interestingly, when you do that, you start to understand Scripture a little better. The second thing is you develop a hunger for more of Scripture. Then the third thing is God's Spirit uses His Word to quite literally transform you into a new person. Number four, if all this seems kind of foreign to you, well, stay the course. Here's why. The fifth thing is this. Once you become practiced in thinking according to God's Word, it becomes normal to you, and you become the person God designed. And then the sixth thing, the practical step, logical step to help build a mindset that's healthy is this. This is where seasoned Jesus followers live. So, those logical steps again, real quickly, are number one, spend time in God's Word, and then you'll understand it more. Number two, then you develop a hunger for more. Number three, God's Spirit uses His Word and literally transforms you. Number four, might seem kind of foreign to you, but hey, stay the course. Number five, as you keep practicing, it starts to become normal, and you become the very person God designed. And then finally, number six is FYI, this is where all seasoned Jesus followers live. Again, this is where you discover the most important part of living is knowing God and enjoying Him forever. As you live your life in Christ, you realize God declares, you are now dead to your old sin nature. You trusted Jesus to take your sins into His body on the cross. And in exchange, you received His gift of holiness and eternal life by faith. It's the great exchange. So agree with God like this. Consider yourself dead to your old nature in every single detail of life. Become holy by faith. That mindset affects everything. Now, you have some work you need to do on this, and your work is to align every part of your life with God's perfect standards, your thoughts, your attitudes, your words, and finally, even your every action. Daily, make these congruent, all those things, your thoughts, attitudes, words, and actions, make them congruent with Christ's thoughts, attitudes, words, and actions. Practice His character in every issue. After all, what you practice is what you become. Pray daily for God to transform you into His likeness. Partner with Him. The more you carry yourself like Jesus and yield to Him, the more you'll notice the fruit of the Spirit in your life. You work and God works. Again, what you practice is what you become. Your life on earth is the only time you can give such a love gift to God from your heart. One day, every knee will bow and every tongue confess Jesus is Lord, even the enemy. Philippians 2 verses 9 through 11. Remarkably, as you pursue character like Christ's and choose responses that please God, you prove you love Him. Plus, you prove you are grateful from your heart. Since one day you and everyone will acknowledge Christ's lordship, whether or not you choose it now, Philippians 2:10, it simply is a reality. So why not live in this reality every single day? Why not nurture a healthy mindset in every situation? God gave you a will to choose who you give your heart to. Your privilege is to give your heart to God of your own free choice. Few people realize this amazing opportunity to say, I love you back to God. I think Paul said it best. In fact, his choice of words defines discipleship quite well. Work out your salvation, Philippians 2:12. There's a reason it is called work. Here are some examples. Just to get a healthy mindset, to consider yourself dead to sin and alive to Christ, the idea that you work and God works, and then the whole thing that we've been repeating is that what you practice is what you become. Yep, there's a reason it's called work. Take advantage of the mindset to know God as a friend, to tell God you love Him first and most. When you embrace this perspective, everything else falls into place. So make your move. By your life actions and choices, you say it out loud. Jesus is Lord, and I live in this reality. Here are some application thoughts and questions over today's material. Number one, what is most important in your life? Two, by your actions and choices, what are you saying out loud? Three, what mindset do you typically have each day? Ponder this. Four, have you accepted a new heart from God? Five, do you ask Him to grow and change you each day? Number six, what needs to change so you have a healthy mindset to be more like Jesus? Number seven, describe how you think God sees you. Number eight, do you work out your salvation in every life detail? There's that word again, work it out. Number nine, similarly, by how you live, do others see that you love God back? And then number 10, if you were accused of being a Jesus follower, a Christian, is there enough evidence to convict you? Portions of this content came from our book, It's Your Move. That's a devotional book that takes you through the book of Romans and that powerfully challenges you to live with perspective and purpose. You can find It's Your Move in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. And now I have a special announcement. Our free devotional activity course, Prepare for Easter, is actually open now. You can sign up to help prepare your heart for Easter. The content is short and encouraging. You can also listen to the content if you'd prefer. But of course, first sign up and then click on the red arrow on the player above each day's content. We're also published on most podcast apps. If you're already signed up with the Alive and Active Life podcast, you will receive each day's Easter content in your feed. If you need help finding us on your app, we actually have some instructions on our website on how to get signed up. Okay, let's do a quick overview of this Easter devotional and activity course. Prepare for Easter features the following three things. First, a brief daily focus. This is a short reflective thought that focuses your heart by exploring a very special role Jesus has in your life. It's quite encouraging. The second thing is a fun activity. You can engage a daily fun activity by yourself, as a family, with a friend, or with a group. And then the third thing is a teaching point, which combines the devotional thought and the fun activity in a very meaningful way. Oh, you also receive a bonus post. Here's what that's called. When you run out of ideas of where to hide an Easter basket. So sign up to prepare your heart for Easter and be encouraged in God's love for you. Before I give you the sign-up address, I want to tell you about a timely heads up. On day three of the fun activity, we use the resurrection eggs to tell the Easter story with a little reminder token in each egg. You can get your set if you order right away. Okay, so you can order on Amazon and just put in the search bar, resurrection eggs. You could call or visit your local Christian bookstore and inquire about them, or you could make your own. And incidentally, it is fun and simple to make your own set. In the show notes of this episode, there's a link to the article of this episode. In the article, look near the bottom where we make the announcement for Prepare for Easter. And you'll see a picture of items that go in each egg. The other option, just go to our website and put the name of this episode in the search bar. You will find the same information. Now, if you decide not to order the set, our content actually gives additional activity options. Alive and Active Life wants your Easter week to be special by connecting with Jesus. So sign up to participate. You'll be glad you did. Here is the sign-up web link. www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. Again, www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.